Hello?
Hey, how you doing? I'm looking for Richard. My name is Forrest McGee. I have an appointment to talk to him right now.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Rich. Hold on, I have to find them.
Okay, thank you.
Richard, telephone.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Richard. My name is Forrest McGee. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good. Hey, yesterday you spoke with my assistant, Sid, and he set up a time for us to talk this afternoon. Have I caught you at a bad time?
Okay, well, where are we now? And I'm not just having a long conversation about theories or anything. If you have something concrete, we can proceed.
Yeah, so that has been noted. Sid took good notes in your conversation, and we talked yesterday about that. So I did some homework, and I don't know about how you can move forward. Cause, I mean, you reached out, you said you want to sell your property, and that's what we do. We buy them. So I'm in that real conversation.
Okay.
So
I'm
you,
here when Zion anticipating you coming up with a decent offer.
what does a decent offer mean to you?
120,000. I made that clear to your buddy.
Okay.
Hey, if that
So
doesn't fit the parameters of what you're trying to do, I understand, but I'd rather you didn't call me every other month or so to see if something has changed. If I put the house on the market, it will sell real quick for that. I know that, you know?
Richard, I apologize. Have I done something wrong to you?
No, you haven't.
Okay, because
You,
I
you,
haven't
you.
called you last. I haven't called. The first time we communicated was with my assistant Sid yesterday. You filled out
Okay,
you.
well, let me say
So
this to
I've never
you.
spoken to you before. So I'm
There's
sorry.
been a
Oh,
battery of people calling with the same MO, and if it the irateness fell in your lap, I'm going to apologize, okay?
okay.
But
I haven't
I
been.
get calls nearly every other day about selling the house, and a lot of them don't have 2 cents to even negotiate or anything. They're just young people trying to get established and to get into real estate.
I
I lived in
understand.
Maryland for many, many years, and I own quite a few properties up there, you know?
Yeah.
And it ain't my first rodeo. And if somebody wants to buy something, I'm willing to sell. And if I sound a little irate to you, I'm going to give you a blank call, okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I appreciate the apology accepted. So, I have been looking at your house, and I've seen some other homes directly in your area there. $5, I agree on the 110. Let's see, 10, 120, 115. There's just three of
Yeah,
them
well,
just
that's ballpark. I realize that. I do, and you
So,
know, I bought the house at a pretty decent price about 5 years ago. You know, I went in there and put in all new windows and everything. I renovated it all completely inside, and everything was immaculately done. And you know, right
Now,
now,
I see you bought it at 53. You bought it at
I'm sorry.
53. I see you bought it at 53,000, July
Yeah.
2019.
It was a cash purchase. Yeah.
Perfect. Now, you don't live there. I mean, you got the what, Baltimore area code?
No, the phone number, yes, but I live here in Fort Hill now. I
Oh.
just moved here about 3 years ago in Fort Hill. Before that, I lived in Wildwood. We
Okay.
had to move out because of the steps. We had a beautiful house right on the lake, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, and I moved to Fort Hill on Tolly's Lane.
Okay.
And this is a nice house I bought at a good price. And man, real estate is the best vessel to make money. If people only understood, you don't have to do nothing but buy and sit tight, you know?
I agree.
Yeah,
I
this house I live in now, it went up over $100,000 just in that length of time.
So you're saying that the condition is really good for, like, you could retail sell it. because that's really where you're at with pricing as a retail sale.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the house is in good shape. It's nothing wrong with it, you know? I've
yeah.
only had the one tenant since I bought the house.
Yeah, I saw the rental listing. So that was just one tenant when you
yes, that's right. I've only had the one tenant, and I have the house listed with a realtor who takes care of things for me, you know? With my okay before anything is done, though, and I oversee it indirectly.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're talking about managed. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And why are you choosing not to put another tenant in there?
I have the same one in there now. I haven't exchanged tenants.
Oh, it's occupied. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's been occupied. I said to you by the same tenant, and he's still there.
I misunderstood. I didn't.
No problem.
You said the same tenant. I didn't know that it was occupied. I thought the tenant had moved out and you had decided to sell. It was a poor assumption.
Yeah. No. It's still the same tenant in there. And he's happy there and all. And look, I'm just at a point, age-wise, we're getting along and investing. It's the way for me to go now. I'm probably pooling money to do other things with, though. I want to get back to cruising and all, you know?
My mother man, she used to drag us on cruises all the time before she passed.
Drag you?
Like, oh, going on the cruise. I'm like, all right.
You say drag you? Do you know how fortunate you were?
Fortunate to get on the cruise.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, yeah.
That's where I am at with the house and all, and I'm just being straight. You know, I got another call about an hour ago from some guy who wants to ask me a lot of fictitious questions. I mean, no disrespect, but money talks, though, you know? And
yeah, so, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with your price range, right? I think we agree that in a high retail with that property, I mean, you have a little less square footage than the other comps. They were like 800 to 900 square feet, but they're both two beds. I mean, all of them are two bed, one bath.
Yeah.
And they were renovated, you know, at the time of sale, you know, good-looking houses. So,
yeah,
you have the central air and all that stuff in there?
No, I have two wonder units. I put the house is only, I think, about 700 some square feet.
It's 600. It's 600. I'll round up. I'll give you.
Okay. I appreciate that gift.
Yeah.
What, 8 feet?
Yeah, 4 feet. 4 feet.
Okay. All right. Okay. But look, the house is in good shape and all. And I don't know what else to say to you. If I did list it on the market, which I probably will in a year or so, but right now it's a win-win for me because I paid cash and I recoup most of the money back I put out for the house. So I'm sitting in a pretty good position equity-wise, you know?
Can you tell me how much, because a buyer's going to have to take the tenant, so what is your monthly rent that you get?
Hold on just a minute. I'm going to make sure I tell you this right. I get $800 a month. That's what I get.
$800 a month. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, in any deal, you know, a cash offer, as you know, you bought it at a discount because you threw cash down and borrowed the money and there was no loan.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way. You know, I am a realtor as well. I've been doing this. You said the younger ones were kind of messing with you a little bit. Well, I'm not young,
but I've been doing this
a while. So I am a realtor as well as an investor. So, you know, I can have both conversations with you. But you just have to be ready to, you know, say I'm done and, you know, ready to list it because that pricing is, you're going to have to go to the open market. There's no other way around it.
Mm-hmm.
A cash offer, it's just, you know, not even going to insult you because I don't want you to hang up on me. So,
yeah, well, the thing being, I may not fit the mold for the average person trying to unload a house, okay? I am in good shape, if you know what I mean. I've been in real estate for many years. I retired from the Baltimore City Fire Department, and in my off time, that's what I did. I renovated houses in Baltimore and fixed them up myself. And I didn't have anybody doing anything for me. I could do the maintenance and everything. I had six of them when I moved back to Virginia. It didn't go as smoothly once I moved from up there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I just unloaded all of them. And it was a win-win for me because I'd had them for about 25, 30 years, you know?
And
I'm in pretty good shape now. The world don't owe me a thing, you know?
That's good. That's good that you were diligent with your future. We have a guy in my, I do a monthly real estate group here in Richmond that I host. And I have a firefighter that's just doing his first property right now.
Wishing the best for him, I do.
I'm sorry?
I wish him the best.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because he's cool. I said, how'd you find this property? He said, I just used my resources. I said, what resources is that? He goes, well, the fire department, we have the vacant houses list at the fire department that I purchased to. And so I just started handwriting and mailing letters to the vacant house list and dropping them. So it's cool that you guys have so much free time to like explore another career option and then to be able to houses and sit on them for 25 years, that's good.
It is. It's very lucrative. And man, I've just been blessed simply by, you know, nature of my investments up there in Maryland. And, you know, it left me in a good position all the way around, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, my dog's going nuts. But anyway, so if you want to have that conversation about, you know, listing, I'm a realtor in Lynchburg and Richmond and Charlottesville, and I can have that conversation with you. And, you know, if this is the last time I talk to you, man, I think you're a great guy, and I really appreciate
man,
you.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I aspire to be fair with everybody, but I'm going to be honest with you. It gets a little annoying with a lot of people who come by and they almost literally try to test your wits and your knowledge about what you're doing. And man, when some of them weren't even born when I was doing what I do, you know what I mean?
Hey man, we all start somewhere, Rich. Right?
we all
start somewhere. There was a time where somebody was being like, this young kid Richard just driving me nuts, right? So,
Yeah, I can appreciate that, man. And like I said, if my rating is fell in your lap, it wasn't personal, okay? It's just that a lot of them come off like they're trying to feel you out. And I got better things to do. If you want to test the waters, I would prefer they test them somewhere else, you know?
I understand.
But it's been good talking with you, man. You speak from a standpoint of truth and honesty, and I respect that. I do. And you know, maybe some who are trying to get started will learn that honesty is the best way to go about things. You don't have anything to offer, and you call somebody up, all you can do is say, what do you want to sell for? And you're not bargaining from a position of strength. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah.
You know, you said something a few minutes ago that you're not, you know, the average person that, you know, sells their homes. Well, I mean, we do deal with, you know, people like yourself, you know, all the time. That just like, you know, I'm choosing to wind down. I mean, I was, you know, we're buying a property from a fella. I was at his house yesterday. We were doing an inspection on something that we're buying, and he was there, and his name's Stacy, and he's a retired city gas guy, natural gas guy, and he was like, you know, I just got to get rid of these things because I had a heart transplant last year, I had a kidney transplant last year. He said, you know,
I understand.
Life has just gotten to where I don't need these anymore, and he's well-to-do, just, you know, he doesn't need anything like yourself, you know, but he needs. He needs peace, right?
Peace is more than a whole lot of possessions, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you don't have it.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Well, look, man, I really appreciate your time. I know you're probably busy, and if it's all right with you, maybe I'll call you back in a couple of months and just see.
That'll be all right. That'll be fine. That's no problem. And I need to flag your name so I'll be a little more grateful toward you.
I sure hope so. My name my name is Forrest, F-A-R-R-E-S-T, and my last name is McGee. And like I said, I'm a realtor, but my company is Forrest Buys Houses, so for the investor side. That's how you reached out, and that's how you found us, is online. And you know, if anything changes, you know, I'd love to hear from you. And if not, I'll call you in a few months and just pick your brain and see if anything's changed.
Well, just for the record, I think your stock went up a little bit by nature of the conversation we had, okay?
That's who I am.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.